mount up with wings as eagles? It takes time to learn the secret art of flying, to take that wondrous invisible power out of the air and put it into useful motion. It takes time also to learn the art of waiting on God. The Hebrew word for wait is a word used in rope making and literally means a life that is intertwined as the strands of a rope, intertwined together with God. Imagine a young bird flying, flapping his wings with all its energy and attempting to fly to the far mountains on its first flight. One would say, "No, little bird, that is far too distant for you. It will do well if it can fly to the next tree on its first flight." A certain young man complained because he did not receive an answer to his prayer. When asked how long he prayed for anything in his life, he answered, "Well, one time I prayed a whole hour, but nothing happened." They that wait upon the Lord, not 1 hour, but daily waiting at his gates and watching at his feet to feed upon his word until they grow strong, with wings well feathered and ready to fly and soar into the heavenlies. George Whitefield, one of the greatest evangelists of the 19th century, could speak to 30,000 people without having any electronic equipment to help him. The carrying power of his voice was absolutely supernatural. George Whitefield was using his wings. When such men as George Whitefield, John Wesley, or George Fox were preaching, there was such power present that their enemies, though murderously furious, could do nothing to stop them. Their only recourse was to try to make so much noise nearby that they could drown out the sound of the voice of the preacher. As long as that voice could be heard, they were powerless to stop the influence of that voice. There was a power in their words that would get through to them. And if they would not yield to the Spirit and be converted, then the power of God would often paralyze them so they could do no harm. Many times, John Wesley would get up to speak, and a great mob would come to the doors and try to beat the house down and break in the windows. But when he began to preach, the power of God would begin to manifest itself, and the mob could do nothing to prevent it. He faced down many a mob, and the mob would become as meek flock of lambs as the power of God would come upon them. God had given his servants wings, and he had learned to use them. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5 and verse 9, John writes about a song that the living creatures in the midst of the throne sang. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou art slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Those words, "for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nations," plainly states that those living creatures were glorified sons of God from out of this world of humans, sons of Adam. Quite obviously, from the description that John gave of them, they were ones that had developed their wings. They were ones that had power to minister, power to live, power for righteousness, to be covered when they came into the presence of God. They had learned to fly, to take power from the Spirit and bring it into their life and their ministry. They had spent time waiting upon the Lord. The bird flies until it gets to its destination, regardless of how long it must use its wings to do so. Elijah, on top of Carmel, prayed 7 times. 7 in Scripture is a number of perfection or fulfillment. It doesn't make any difference if it is 7 or 70 times 7. He used his wings to fly until he arrived to his destination. 4 years, men watched the birds in their flight, wondering how they were able to fly. Many a man lost his life trying to imitate the birds and fly. After many tries and observation of the birds, man finally got all the pieces of the puzzle and put it together. Now, we can take off from our great airports and fly thousands of miles in just a few hours because we have learned the secrets of light in the light, invisible air about us. Oh, that believers were as wise in the spirit as the unbelievers in the secrets of light and the atmosphere of this planet. They would spread their wings into the spirit and learn to find and use its power until their wings could take them into any situation and problem of life and find the power of the spirit more than able to take them into victory. So many abandoned even the thought of celestial flight and walk to their destination on their feet. They abandon the use of the power of God and seek out the natural ways of resolving their problem as best they can. Sometimes, God will put his servant into such a situation that the only way he can escape is to use his wings. Thank God for wings. Thank God that when a son is born again, he is equipped with the buds of wings waiting to grow and be exercised. Without wings, it is impossible to reach into the spirit and bring effective help into a situation. All angels have wings. When they come into our world and show themselves to the children of men, they often show themselves as winged creatures. They use their wings to bring the power of God into some need in the world of mankind.